The congregation may be seated, but I would love to invite the children to come on forward.
Morning.
This is one of the favorite blankets we have at my house.
We use it for nap time. Do you still have a blanket that you use if you're taking a nap? Yeah, maybe, kinda, sorta, you know, that's it. I brought this so that we could talk about rest. You see, we heard from Deuteronomy, the commandment to observe the Sabbath day. And the Sabbath day was given by God to all of God's people so that we would have a chance to rest, so that we would have a chance to relax a little bit, so that we would have a chance maybe even to recreate. But part of what we're to do on Sabbath isn't just to curl up to your favorite nap blanket, although that's not a bad idea, all right? The idea for Sabbath is to spend some time working on your relationship with God, all right? So it's now summertime. How easy is it for you to stay in touch with all of your friends from school? It's kind of hard. Unless, of course, you have a phone or an email, you know, we can do it. But it's kind of hard to stay in touch, to keep in contact. And God wants us to make sure that we have time to stay in touch with God, to keep in contact with God, to listen to what God may say to us, to have a chance to celebrate with God, or to raise our fist and ask God why this happened. Sabbath is a gift. It's a gift for us to rest. It's a gift for us to relax. And it's a gift for us to relate to God. And so I encourage you and all of us to observe the Sabbath. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you that you came, that you lived, that you died and rose again. But we thank you also for the gift of Sabbath. Help us to observe it. Help us to find rest. Help us to find ways to relate to you so that we might share your glory. We thank you for today, Lord. Amen. Thanks for being here.